Nantucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FN Talk 106.5. Happy Wednesday morning to you. 251-343-0106 if you want to weigh in on anything this morning. Text line is the best way to do so. Real quick, Tim says, Jeff, you better be careful. Big 300 may be kin to Dean Young. Yeah, I guess I did not take that into my calculations, Tim. But anyway, keep the text coming. We do appreciate it. Still to come on the program, Stan McDonald, co-chair of the Mo Brooks for U.S. Senate campaign, will be with us. So please stay tuned for that. Joining us on the line now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, first-time guest on this program. Familiar with him for a long time, though. He is the president of the Americans for Illegal Immigration PAC, Ali PAC for short. William Gein joins us on the line. William, good morning. How are you?
Hey, that's Americans for Legal Immigration, and we're one of the top groups opposing illegal immigration in America. We are a PAC, and please don't throw rocks at me, Alabama, because I know the folks listening out there have been bombarded with ads by D.C. Swamp-funded super PACs. And I want to assure everyone, if you could see the mileage on my vehicle, you would understand that we're not responsible for those. We're a small-budget grassroots organization made up of GOP primary voters and campaign volunteers that want to see our border secured and our existing immigration laws enforced.
You guys have been around a long time. I'm somewhat familiar with some of the things you've done over the years. I guess kept an eye on it, going all the way back to my days at the Media Research Center. But it's not like you're a Johnny-come-lately, right?
No, we were founded on 9/11/2004, and since that time, we've built and managed and preserved the world's largest archive of information on the topic of illegal immigration at our main website, alipac.us. Before the big tech shadow banning really took hold of us, because big tech supports amnesty for illegal immigrants that we oppose, and they also support bringing in more foreign workers to displace American workers, which we oppose, the U.S. Library of Congress considered our website to be influential enough to where they image it on a weekly basis. So our writings and our positions and the material we gather are in the U.S. Library of Congress. And we go around the country doing our very best to try to screen and endorse or oppose lawmakers or candidates based on how well they line up with the American public on immigration issues. And one of the big litmus tests has been amnesty for illegal immigrants. One of the reasons that we've endorsed and we're backing Mo Brooks, and one of the reasons I'm packing my bags today, because I'm heading to Alabama, and I appreciate this opportunity to speak with the folks in Alabama about it. We want to remind everyone that Representative Mo Brooks and Jeff Sessions stopped amnesty bills that, if they had passed with almost all Democrat and that sliver of rhino supporters like Lindsey Graham, McCain, and Mitt Romney, if those amnesty bills that Brooks and Sessions had stopped had passed, then over 10 million GOP primary voters would have already been permanently displaced and nullified by the Democrats' new block of illegal aliens turned into Democrat straight-ticket voters.
So you're decidedly on the Mo Brooks side in this Alabama Senate election. Katie Britt, tell us why not Katie.
Well, Katie says a lot of things on immigration that sound good. But when you look at who's backing her, where the money's coming in from, people like Liz Cheney and Susan Collins and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell's people, who are clearly trying to elect Katie Britt, we know that's because Mo Brooks is considered one of the most conservative members of the United States Congress. Mo Brooks is the antithesis of a rhino. You know, a lot of GOP primary voters are really trying to get things right and not elect more rhinos, because, let's be honest, I tell audiences everywhere across the country, my problem is socialist Democrats and Republicans who deprive us all of a choice by voting with the socialist Democrats. We're not electing Republicans to go up there and work across the aisle and work with Democrats on restricting our gun freedoms or giving amnesty to illegal immigrants or anything like that. We need a true opposition party. The American public needs a true choice. You know, but what happens is we keep trying to elect people, and the same thing keeps happening on the economy, warfare, and immigration. and it's because of the rhinos. I almost respect the Democrats more because while I disagree with their positions across the board, they're more honest about it. Where these Republicans campaign as conservatives during the election, and then they go to D.C. and serve the D.C. swamp powers. With Mo Brooks, we know better. We have an actual voting record where Mo Brooks has established himself as one of the, you know, there's things that people, if you look at, you would disagree with him on, like anybody else that's been in office. But he has established a record as the most, one of the most conservative members of Congress. And on immigration, he's voted against amnesty. He's voted against foreign worker increases. He's voted for border security. And he's gone beyond being just a vote in Congress. Mo Brooks has shown us that he's willing to lead the charge and get out there and be a game changer instead of just one vote. So we're solidly with Mo Brooks and Katie Britt, that D.C. swamp money coming in, trying to buy this election, probably outspending Mo 2 to 3 times in one. I hope the people of Alabama are savvy enough to understand that all those expensive billboards and stuff they're seeing with Katie Britt comes with a price, and that price is what she's got to pay when she, if she makes it to D.C.
Joined by William Gein, Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. William, let's talk about it. Whoever is elected to the United States Senate, what do Republicans, or what does a Republican majority need to offer on immigration? So often I have these Republican politicians on, and you try to corner them on what they think about immigration and what the right mix and what the right number. And then they just want to say, oh, I believe in building the wall. It's almost like the wall is the Trump card, and no pun intended, but that is good enough. But there's so much more to that. What is the right approach?
Well, these elections and these lawmakers, they all mean nothing, as well as our Constitution, if the existing laws of the United States continue to go unenforced. And you see that on a lot of issues, but none so much as immigration. We don't need new laws or changes in laws or immigration reform, because every time that that's come up, it's been an amnesty wrapped in promises of enforcement. We want to see the comprehensive and full enforcement of America's existing immigration and border laws to protect U.S. citizens, our taxpayer resources, our jobs, our community, our security, and our very lives. Because if you look at this invasion closely, because it is an invasion, thousands of Americans are losing their lives every year because of our government's failure to do its most basic responsibility of protecting the people who live here from people who would come from outside and harm us in any way. And that's backed up by the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, which we believe should be invoked by every state and lawmaker, that requires our government to protect all states from invasion. It doesn't say armed invasion or invasion with tanks. It says invasion, which covers what's happening at the border right now. The Biden administration is handing taxpayer-funded cell phones to these illegals and giving them work permits and all of these things that, if you or I were to do them, are considered to be a federal felony punishable by up to 7 years in prison, because it's illegal to hire illegals. It's illegal to encourage illegals to enter or remain in the United States unlawfully. It's illegal to help an illegal immigrant get a job. But yet our own Department of Homeland Security is doing all of these things. And Mo Brooks knows about it. Mo Brooks has voted along these lines to resist this. And again, people say, well, what has Brooks done? Look at all these illegals coming across the border. If Mo Brooks and Jeff Sessions had not stopped those amnesty bills, I wouldn't be on this show. My organization would no longer exist, because we'd all be beyond the point of numerical return with the Democrats and their new legions of tens of millions of illegal aliens turned into straight Democratic Party voters. So the Dems, they get the Republicans, some of our special interests and big companies and ag sector get cheap labor from this. The Democrats, through hyper levels of legal immigration and illegal immigration, get full and permanent control of the entire United States, all of our laws and government, permanently, much like the state of California, which they turned from red to blue after Reagan's amnesty in the late 80s.
What do you make of yesterday's special election result? How we're starting to see this trend, and we saw a little bit of it in 2020. These border precincts that were dominated by Democrat candidates now starting to shift red, and I think even the heavily Hispanic areas in South Texas are starting to say, you know, this isn't this isn't good. It isn't about some kind of bigotry or it's just enforcing existing law. And those that immigrated here legally are starting to kind of acknowledge that there's something going on here, and the Biden administration is paying a price for that.
Well, I tell you, it confirms something we've told audiences for years now. First of all, the left and the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans like to confuse immigration with the illegal alien invasion at our borders. And we want to separate that because our organization, Americans for Legal Immigration, or Americans for Less Legal Immigration, we almost should call us, we are supported by a lot of legal immigrants who are fighting mad at the constant intentional confusion of the terms. And if you look at the numbers closely like we have, and one of the reasons we've been effective as a political action committee is that we are truly aligned with the American and understand the American perspectives on this in relation to elections. And one of the things we know about that is that when you look at the opposition levels to both illegal immigration and amnesty for illegals, which makes illegal immigration permanent and irreversible, you find that in the white community, you've got over 85% opposition. In the black community, you've got over somewhere around 55 to 65% opposition. And in the Hispanic community, the legal Hispanic community, many of which are people who have been here for generations, if not hundreds of years, you're finding also 60-plus percent are against illegal immigration and want illegal immigrants sent home, which is what our current laws and Constitution require. And so the Democrats go around pretending like Hispanics are some type of monolithic vote, just like the black vote, which the black vote does usually go about 90% Democrat. But in the Hispanic community, usually on the national level, like for president, the Democrats get north of 60 to 65% of the Hispanic vote. But in truth, legal, law-abiding American citizen Hispanics want the border secured. And what they're seeing at the border is pushing them further into the red, because if illegal immigration is not stopped and reversed soon, which it can be through the humane and full enforcement of our existing immigration laws, eventually even these liberals in the blue high crime city precincts and stuff, eventually they start going, oh no, illegal immigration is horrible, because they're the ones whose homes are getting shot up in the middle of the night. They're the ones whose children or friends are getting strung out on the methamphetamine and the fentanyl being imported by the same cartels bringing in the illegal immigrants. But of course, when it gets to that point, it's too far gone. And so you're seeing situations on the actual border counties now where the situation has gone into the Mad Max too far gone zone, because we have the highest rate of illegal immigration into the United States than in our history. And also what you're seeing is probably, if you were to look at human history, the largest movement of people in the history of the world. Because the Biden administration, the Democrats, again, with the support of Rhino Republicans like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, who, you know, are covert about their service to the globalists who are behind this, are bringing them in, and they're bringing them in for purposes. And there's different purposes that the different power groups are bringing them in for. Some want cheap labor. Some want to completely permanently displace the character of the American public that has voted against their liberal, socialist, communist, globalist agendas for a long time. They don't like the people of the United States. They've never, you know, the United States has always been a finger in the eye of the blue bloods going all the way back to the American Revolution. This whole idea of empowering the people, we the people, to be in charge to do a representative republic has been an anathema to the super wealthy and the monarch. And now you've got your Schwabs and your Soroses and your Carlos Slims and other people, the tech billionaires, Zuckerberg and all of them, they're trying to reestablish aristocratic oligarchical control of the United States. And they've almost pumped enough millions of foreign perspectives into the country to do that.
William, we're up against the break here. We're out of time, but if folks want to find out more about your organization or get in touch or whatever they would like, tell them where they can look.
Hey, we're running some low-budget ads in Alabama trying to raise awareness real quick of why Mo Brooks is the best choice on June 21st in this runoff and what our concerns about Katie Britt are. Please join our free email alert at alipac.us. That's A-L-I-P-A-C. PAC.us, or come on over and find me on Facebook. It's William Geen, G-H-E-E-N, of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. Really appreciate this opportunity and hope to see many of you when I land in Alabama tomorrow through the election. I'm there coming in to do everything I can for Mo Brooks, and hopefully we can. People, please think about the message you're about to send to the D.C. swamp and the nation. You will either send the message of Mo Brooks, notorious illegal immigration fighter and border hawk, or you will send the message that a man who has a strong record on immigration issues is not supported at home, which would be very detrimental to our national battle to save this country.
Well, we got to leave it there. Thanks for making time. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.